This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now this one from the Marketplace desk of Just Because They Can, I guess. If you want to go car shopping in Nashville, Tennessee, there's something new there that you can try, the latest and greatest in auto buying technology. All right, not really, but car sales is a cutthroat business, as Blake Farmer explains from WPLN in Nashville, so a company's got to do what a company's got to do.
Like any vending machine, this one takes coins, but they're just for show. Drop the oversized token in the slot, and the gears start turning.
That is the sound on the inside of a car vending machine. What is happening?
So it just went and put a car up, and now it's going to go grab another one and bring it down for us.
Ernie Garcia is the CEO of Carvana. It's a Phoenix-based startup that began selling used cars online 3 years ago. It built a more modest one-story vending machine in Atlanta, but this glass tower filled with 20 cars is the first of many planned for cities across the country, Garcia says. I ask, is this just a gimmick?
You called it a gimmick, which is basically a stab in the heart, so I'm going to give me a second to recover from that.
I'll let him make his case. First, he says the word of mouth reduces the need for traditional advertising, which is a huge cost for most car dealers.
So if we can build an experience that's really interesting, that customers talk about and are excited about, that actually saves us money, which we can then pass on to them again.
People are definitely talking. Anya Clay works next door at an import auto maintenance shop. Customers have been asking what's going on for months.
Well, yeah, what is Carvana? Yeah, for the most part, what is that? And then we just reply, it's a car vending machine. I mean, elevator on cars in a tower, it's very unique. It's very eye-catching.
Even more flashy now that it's done, with the glowing neon lights and a giant sign that reads, yes, this is a car vending machine. No, you cannot shake it for a free one. So this thing is getting attention, including from reporters like me, for instance. Second reason Garcia says this makes sense: it may save Carvana money on shipping, which is the make-or-break element of running an online dealership.
How do you manage that cost at the end of the day?
Ben Freeland should know. He had a website called Auto to Auto that sold used cars online and transported them around the country. The company went out of business during the recession, in part because of a hiccup in its delivery model.
So if you're delivering, you know, to someone's physical door, you know, there's complexities with urban markets and different, just a lot of different things that you've got to deal with as you go across the country.
Home delivery costs Carvana about $200 per vehicle. The company's still offering that service free of charge, but Garcia, the CEO, is hoping some buyers will be willing to drive to this central location instead. They still purchase the car online, but before they arrive for the pickup, it's loaded into the vending machine to create some drama around the transaction.
When a customer comes here, they save us money by not making us go drive to them. And then we're able to kind of take that savings and invest it in an experience that we think is really fun for them.
Garcia won't say how much this German-engineered car vending machine cost him to design and build, only that it was less than the typical startup investment for a car lot. And he assures me that there's a repairman on standby so he never has to put up that dreaded out-of-order sign on this vending machine. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.